Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, we're coaching you here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and call everyone you know and get them on the line. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Hey guys, listen, we are just about to wrap up the No Excuses, Let's Get It Done series. Hopefully you've gotten a lot out of this series and you began to really just allow God to work with you and talk with you and walk with you through several of these topics that people make as reasons or excuses on why they're not successful. You know, I have seen so much in this time. 10 years would be considered not a lot of time. I mean, a 10-year-old, what are they, in fifth grade? That's where Caden is, right? And so it's not like 10 years is a long time in a career, but in network marketing, if you were there, never quit, committed, really, really serious about it being a career, huge things can happen in your life and business, number one. And then number two, you get to experience almost everything that the business has to offer, the good and what you would consider the bad, but I don't see it bad. I call it learning lessons. Let me tell you something. Business at a high level requires you to be able to recognize and understand people. This is God's hottest commodity, people, and so important that you as a business person get to understand people and the first person being yourself. And so, you know, today we're coming out of the scripture in the book of Galatians. The book of Galatians, guys, why is this important? Because, you know, being successful and building your legacy will probably be frustrating, discouraging sometime. It's for every single one of us. But there is a scripture, there is a word that God shares with you that when you know you're doing something for the good, you cannot be weary. And so we're coming out of Galatians 6 and 9 on today. It's going to require you to adjust some things, including your perspective and what you're doing and where we are. So we got to go to the Lord on today. We got to go to the Lord on today because people are frustrated and they say, I just don't feel like it. That's the excuse. I don't feel like it. And is that true? Do you really not feel like becoming successful? Do you really not feel like wanting to experience the fruit of your labor? Do you really not feel like building lasting, meaningful relationships and friendships with people who want to see you win? Father God, we come before you. We honor you today to say you've made and we're so glad and joyous we're here in the land of the living. Lord, we are coming to you and asking for your Holy Spirit to take full reign here at Power Start Your Day. We're surrendering it all unto you on this day, O Lord. We're thankful, Father God, that we're severing from anything that's of the world that will confuse or contaminate our perspective on building our legacy, on building your kingdom. We thank you, O Father God, for the opportunity of network marketing, an opportunity of free enterprise where there's no hindrances, where there's true abundance available to us. We believe that abundance is supposed to come without a challenge. We know that anything that is good, oh Father God, you're with us even though the challenges make us better. We're thankful, Father God, that we are learning how not to become weary while we're doing good for you and your people. We're thankful, Father God, that we're now changing our mindset that we do want to leave an inheritance for our children's children. And whatever it takes for us to do that, we'll be willing to do it. So as we go out to make great exploits and do great exploits in your name, we're thankful that you're with us. And we're thankful, Father God, that as we go out and do these things, they will not be confused as to who sent us. We bless you. We give you the highest praise of hallelujah. And we want to seal this prayer with the blood of our son, your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, family, this is going to be good. I want to go right into the scripture. This is a scripture I have to hold on to even personally as a leader in this industry. And as you're just doing just so much, you know, I can tell you this right now is that God did not design success to be easy. The greatest example that he showed us is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hung on a cross, humiliated, didn't have to do it, but did it anyway for us. I'm sure that even though Jesus was being obedient, he knew it was something he had to do for us to have a life and have it more abundantly. It wasn't a cakewalk. It wasn't anything that he's saying, oh, yeah, go ahead and do with me what you will, and I'm going to love it. And so this is why we have to understand that when you're trying to do something big, you're trying to do something your family has never done before, you're trying to make some major moves, you have to hold on to Galatians 6 and 9. And it says, let us not be weary in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The requirement is that you faint not. And on today, I want to give you a really strong resource. This is five things that you can do when you don't feel like building your legacy. Five things you can do when you don't feel like building your legacy. On today, we won't take any callers heading out to some appointments, but I want you to take this down, and on tomorrow, it's going to be open share. Get your shares ready. But the first thing I want you to do is take a day of reflection and perspective. Sometimes you need more than just your hot, quick moments that you're taking with God. The microwave moments that we're taking and hoping for us to be able to have all the answers, overflow of blessings. I can tell you this right now, taking a day of reflection and perspective, I do this often and it has changed my life. All I can tell you is when you're doing this, of course, it's going to take adjusting your atmosphere, your attitude, and your actions. That's the intention of your reflection and perspective day. And your atmosphere, you will be surprised on how many things that's contaminating your atmosphere. Some of them you don't even know. Where you keep leaving the cracks and open to the wiles of the devil in your life and your business. It's going to take a time of prayer where you now are coming from a attitude of gratitude. There's so much for us to be thankful for, but yes, when your eyes are on the prize, sometimes you lose perspective. Then you have to go on and have some meditation where it's a posture of surrender and you're willing to do what God tells you to do in this moment. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. And I need you then after to get clear on some actions. Write down your next action that's going to lead you to success, not your demise. You see, when people don't take the days of reflection and perspective, these are the moments where people do emotional things that literally takes you in the opposite direction of success or even building successful businesses or relationships. This is where even things that comes into your mind, you think and you're able to say, is this what I should do in this situation? This is where the fruit of the Spirit has the opportunity for its best work in you and through you. Number two, what you need to do in your day of reflection and perspective is narrow down and get clear on what really works. I can tell you sometimes, this is very common that I notice, especially in people who are so hungry and passionate about success, but not necessarily as hungry and passionate about people. They're just as hungry and passionate about people only if it leads them to success. There's a challenge with that. Is that God knows your heart. Your ambitions must be in alignment with what he wants to do for you and through you, and you'll always be able to find a happy place no matter the circumstance. Nail down to what works. I know for us in our business, what works is launching people business, getting groups of people in front of what we do. Trial runs work, meaning if someone says, you know what, I don't have the money, very common objection that now you can give them a try and collect leads and follow up with those leads. But I need you to know something that has worked the best for me, not just even in my current company, is getting 2 to 5 eyes on your prize. It's just wise. 2 to 5 people a day will bring freedom your way. This has been since the beginning of time. It's not 2 to 5 people that you chatted with, that you connected with. It's 2 to 5 people getting in front of what you have to offer and then connecting and getting a response, but disconnecting from the outcome. Connecting to get a response, but disconnecting from the outcome. This is going to build up your rejection muscle. People who have this muscle built up typically have better perspective on building their business. They know that some will, some won't, and so what? Who's next? This will help you even understand even when people come and even go, even in your business. You will begin to understand just the same as when Abraham was sent by God. He never sent him with Lot. Sometimes you'll go down the road of a journey, and it may not be that that person is supposed to go to the end. It was only to a certain point in your business. If you're outdoing the latter of what I just shared, 2 to 5 eyes on your prize is wise. If you were to continue to do that, you will find the people that were looking for you. Number three, you want to take positive action every day. We shared this earlier about people when we start talking about your spiritual development and your personal development. Because it's personal, everyone don't need the same vitamins in the same area every day. After you do what the team is doing, whether you're doing Power Start Your Day, whether you're doing your accountability calls, the team doing, then you need to take some time to specifically work on your personal. Sometimes people will play victim as if the world is coming to an end. Someone is always doing something to them, never taking note that typically you may also be receiving what you've delivered. What I want you to do is think about it and say, hey, a positive atmosphere will drown out all negativity. Negativity don't like to hang around in positive atmospheres because it's the same as that light will always overtake dark. These are powerful principles that if you were to work on it every day and taking action and even going to meet new people, do you know how refreshing it is that you go and you meet someone new and they say, oh, my mercy, I've been looking for you. But that's not typically what people do when they don't feel like it. Get out there and, number five, replenish your soul. Go to places where you can be filled up. Most people, when they don't feel like it, it's because certain things in life, circumstances, situations, people have depleted them. Be careful of environments where people are not interested at all about having success. Environments where people are only interested in what's the opposite of positivity. Be careful on atmospheres that are designed to abort you building your legacy. All I can tell you is that my husband and they say, you know what? She's public, but she's so private. That's me they're talking about. It's because of these days of reflection and perspective is where God has given me the brightest ideas. Is where God has cleared and even corrected some of my thought process. And he's even made many of the crooked paths straight. If today your excuse is, I just don't feel like it because life is happening. The good news is it's happening to everyone. It only becomes bad news when you have the wrong perspective. So family, as I go out to go and have my meetings on this morning. You are definitely in my heart and in my mind. I love you dearly. And I want you to put this into action and share with us on our next Fire Start Your Day, what exactly did you do? Or when are you going to take your day of reflection and perspective? All right, guys, go out there and make it happen. Make it happen big. Whatever you do, stop making excuses and let's get it done.